Casting Matthew McConaughey as an aging beach bum beat poet isn't too much of a stretch, but in Harmony Korine's new comedy, The Beach Bum, McConaughey is so convincing as the stoner poet Moondog, he's almost unrecognizable. The Beach Bum shadows the life of Moondog, an eccentric local celebrity living on Key West. Everyone knows Moondog, the nonstop joint-smoking, hard-drinking womanizer who somehow seems to have scored a sweet oceanfront bungalow on his non-existent income. Turns out Moondog was a prolific poet back in the day. While his poems may have been a bit off color, he sold more than a few books, which seems to be enough to support his ever-lazy lifestyle. But little do we know that Moondog has another life just up the coast in Miami. There, he's the husband of the ultra-wealthy Minnie, played by Isla Fisher. The unconventional couple are about to marry off their only child, Heather, played by Stephanie Owen. And there's a party to throw, complete with family friend and rapper Lingerie, played by Snoop Dogg, officiating the ceremony. But during the wedding's after-party, the comedy takes a dark turn as Moondog's life falls apart. Through his adversity, Moondog keeps that cheery stoner perspective as more than a few curveballs are thrown his way, including the withholding of a sizable inheritance until he finishes the next in the series of his long-awaited poetry books. Drowning himself in vodka and some pretty intense weed procured from his pal Lingerie, Moondog goes on a bender and winds up in rehab where he meets his new partner in crime, Flicker, a drug-addicted arsonist, preacher's son, played by Zac Efron, who's sporting a wild buzz cut said to be inspired by a panini press. Rehab is no match for Moondog and Flicker, as they bust out of the facility and indulge in a hazy few days and nights of sex and drugs and more sex and more drugs. The pair part ways, and Moondog returns to the familiar shores of Key West, where he wanders aimlessly day and night, living as a drunken and stoned transient. Moondog reconnects with an old fishing pal, Captain Whack, in a hilarious performance by Martin Lawrence, who invites Moondog to join him in his highly successful dolphin tour boat business. Inspired by the familiar surroundings of Key West, Moondog hammers out the remaining chapters of his book, much to the delight of his literary agent, played by Jonah Hill, with a deep southern drawl. But will the new book bring more fame and fortune to the down-on-his-luck Moondog? Actor-turned-screenwriter with the raunchy action cult favorite Spring Breakers, Harmony Korine wrote and directed The Beach Bum. Rated R for pervasive drug and alcohol use, language throughout, nudity, and some strong sexual content, The Beach Bum runs a sometimes slow 95 minutes. While the plotline seems to drag, the ensemble cast carries the film. Did I mention Florida's own Jimmy Buffett has a small role? Some of the most laughable moments belong to McConaughey, Hill, and Lawrence. The more I think about it, the more I like the film. It kind of grows on you, like a barnacle. It's a film worth watching if you'd like to have a few good laughs. Just don't take the kids. Trust me. This is Linda Jager with a KPCW Friday Film Review.
The Friday Film Review is sponsored by Park City Film, presenting independent cinema in Summit County since 1995. ParkCityFilm.org.